Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Hey, man, we'll start with those Falcons, man. I mean, can Bo Nix actually, well, I screwed it up already. Damn it. I screwed the whole thing up. Chris had a plan, and I was, it doesn't matter to you and your car, but Chris had a whole plan how I was supposed to go in sequence. All right, here's the tease. Can a rising Bo Nix carve up the Falcons D-line? That comes up in 3 minutes. I knew I was going to screw this up.
Coming up in 3 minutes.
I'm having the day. Ever since I said Legarius Sneed and Za'Darius Smith, and I crossed over the names with Joel Corey, I've literally been that guy today. I've been a steak Shapiro. And I don't mean like steak when he's on. I mean steak when he's off. And Oren has familiarity with that.
Very familiar with that, yes.
That doesn't matter. All right. What am I supposed to do for story number one, Chris?
We will now discuss if Bo Nix can carve up the Falcons' defensive line. Which, honestly, you know what? It's nothing to sneeze at, Mike. He's been playing a lot better.
Well, I talked about it with Carl earlier. He does have up to 290 rushing yards, and he is mobile. And, guys, regardless of what you think about this defense, and we know that last year's team is different, and it's a different defensive coordinator, different approach, we do struggle with quarterbacks that get outside the pocket. Baker Mayfield, now again, he was still making bad decisions even when he had time to throw. That's on him. We did almost lose the game to Jalen Hurts. We did the numbers earlier in the show talking about how we're 1-2 against teams over 500. And, you know, as we heard earlier today from Frank Schwab, who Arch wants to punch in the head from Yahoo Sports, we were excited about that victory over the Philadelphia Eagles up in Philly that night because that game never happens. It never goes our way. The Falcons, the last 6 years, 7 years, certainly the last 3 years of 7-10, 7-10, 7-10, we never win a game like that. But to the rest of the country, it's about Saquon Barkley fumbling the football. That's how we won that game. Not that, you know, Kirk Cousins is able to go right down the field and carve him up, and we get that amazing touchdown throw to Drake London, which still had to happen. Just because, you know, Saquon Barkley coughs it up and can't make the catch, we still have to execute, and we did. But to the rest of the country, from outside 285, a lot of folks are looking at us like, meh. Well, look, go on the road at elevation against the Broncos and handle that really big rough-and-tumble edge rush. Guys, they're getting after the quarterback. It might not have translated to wins on the field, but they're right up there amongst the elites. I know we're looking for, you know, trying to get to 11, 12 sacks. These guys are right up there with the Giants and all the best teams.
35.
35 sacks on the season. Could you imagine if the Falcons had the Falcons had 35 sacks? We might be, I don't know.
Frank Schwab would be a lot nicer to us.
We might be 8-2, right?
35 is like the season total.
I mean,
usually for
we're not even going to. This was the debate that Carl and I had a few weeks, I think it was last week, about can we double our number? I'm like, what, get to 18 sacks? 35?
Narrative be damned, Mike.
I say nonsense. One thing for certain, Sean Payton still has a mean on for us. We want to stick it to him. But hell, we were going to stick it to the Saints for running up the score on us last year. How'd that work out? So that's why people that are – and by the way, because this is Atlanta and we've always got Falcon fans, they're always going to be like on their fence, arms crossed going, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. Frank Schwab kind of speaks for them too because they don't see us as a complete team. Here's the deal. Once you're in the playoffs, you can make it happen. Once you're in the playoffs, anything can happen. Right now we would play the Commanders if the season ended today. There's a chance we could play the Vikings. But the thing people don't look at is, you know, how good our offense can be. The problem is in New Orleans, our offense did not function for all four quarters.
story number two.
All right, man. UGA needs to get that loss out of their system. Kirby talked about it today. What's making more news, though, it's funny, what happened yesterday with Kirby talking about a third-string safety who was dancing with an old friend, but the optics on it were just terrible.
Yeah, what an idiot. Just stupid. I didn't see it till today, but he's embarrassed about it. He's upset about it. That's obviously a childhood friend of his. He grew up and played with there at Buford and knows him, hadn't seen him in forever, but just not real smart. But to be honest with you, I don't have time to waste energy on that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like my focus is on Tennessee. I'm not worried about that.
Now, it's funny, today we were going round and round on social media. You can follow us at Put 'em Up, See Dukes. I'm Mike Bell, ATL. We don't say Twitter, but even on the text line, we had guys like, oh, Kirby's being a jerk. And by the way, if you're a Tech fan, you don't get to talk about Georgia till you play him in a couple of weeks. So just, you got a great win against Miami. Don't start, people in glass houses shouldn't walk around naked, my dad used to say. But getting back to Kirby and his comments, guys, it was colossally stupid. The kid is getting destroyed by Georgia fans, and that's not right either. I get it. But fans, after a brutal loss, arguably Kirby's worst defeat since the LSU-SEC championship loss, and you got a guy who's jumping up and down with the opposing crowd? I mean, yeah, the kid apologized for it. How about we take the other look at this? How about in 2024, can we start with, he was bullied. Can we just say that the kid was stupid and the coach was asked a question and he gave a non-politically correct, from the heart, real answer, because it was stupid. And the third string safety doesn't get the same attention and love and respect or whatever Kirby gives to Carson Beck for a reason, okay? So, I mean, let's just be real here. I had to laugh at some of the people that are like freaking out. Hey, snowflakes, lighten up. The kid did something really dumb. People don't want to see it. And as Kirby said there in the soundbite, they got bigger fish to fry, like straightening out their offensive line, which is now going up against a robust Tennessee defense. We said this earlier in the show. For years, Josh Heupel had like that fast, up-tempo offense. They got a great quarterback with Nico Iamaleava. But you've got to certainly watch out for that defense because they're going to be getting after Carson Beck, looking for him to make the same kind of mistakes he's made almost every game this year. Even the game that I went to this year against Arkansas, he was not sharp. Against Miss State. There were some moments in that game where the offense wasn't sharp.
Story number three.
Okay, what if I told you Trey's got an Achilles tendonitis issue? We just played the soundbite. If guys are just getting in their car, I got to agree with Carl. I didn't really catch it at first. Players Quinn Snyder talking about the nature of Trey's injury.
I'm not going to get into the specifics of it, but obviously he's out tonight, and we got to figure out how to, without him and a number of guys, figure out how to play well and compete.
Yeah, we got no Trey. DeAndre is still out for paternity leave. Let's see what else. Bufkin is banged up with that shoulder. Bogey, as you guys know, is out for a month at least. V. Krejci is out. So there's not a lot of scoring in this one, and Boston is a 16-point favorite. I will say this, though. Porzingis is out with an injury tonight, too, for the Celtics, for what it's worth. Al Horford is questionable. Jason Tatum is now from questionable to available. So if Tatum goes, let's be honest, and Brown is doing his thing, I think you can find your 16 points. Real quick, would you guys bet that? I know we're not going to bet against the home team. I'm not telling people to do that.
It was bad down here in Atlanta when they played last time.
They bombed him. They bombed him out of the building with three-point shots.
15 threes in the first half.
Yeah. I mean, guys, was it 75 points of threes in that game for the Celtics?
Yeah, 18 threes they hit in that game.
I would bet it. I'm not saying which way.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keepandswitch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.